Well, no one should be surprised that Conrad Murray was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. Some in the Twittersphere are saying, like Robin Sachs, that the judge made a big mistake by remanding Murray into custody because he had been out for so long. Why put him in jail now? Why not wait until he's sentenced? Because there is the possibility of probation or an ankle bracelet or whatever you want to call it, and this may be grounds for appeal. Well, it's hard to say. We'll see if Robin's right or wrong. But come November 29th, it'll be interesting to see if Conrad Murray does go to jail. Will Conrad Murray's case bring new light to those that are able to doctor shop, those that are able to use prescription medication to their benefit? The celebrity cases, we all know about them. Will this put tighter restraints on cases like this so this doesn't happen again? I don't think so. Whether Conrad Murray's a fall guy, you can think what you want or not. There has to be tighter regulation and there has to be tighter control of these celebrities and entitled ones that are able to doctor shop and do what they want. Prescription drug abuse is a huge problem, and this case is far from being over. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.